In the early pages of the book Indian Horse, there's an exchange that happens between two generations of Ojibwe people. In preparation for a rice harvest, a grandmother begins teaching her grandsons a traditional Ojibwe harvest ceremony that, in her words, teaches us to remember that rice is a gift of Creator. Her children, who spent time in a Roman Catholic residential school, argue that it is a gift from God and that they should give thanks, quote, the proper way, by praying with the rosary. They insist, in their words, we were taught to be God-fearing. In response to their reprimand, the old woman replies, one who loves does not brandish fear or require it. Reading this passage has gotten me thinking about a phrase used a few times in the book of Proverbs, one that we are going to consider on this Covenant Weekly Podcast, episode 17, The Fear of the Lord. The fictional encounter that Richard Wagamese created in Indian Horse demonstrates two very different perspectives on how we should relate to God. The first, instilled through harsh and abusive religious institutions, was that we are to be afraid of God. It sees God as the ruler of all things, and our primary response to this ruler is obedience. The second sees God as a provider who gives out of love for his creation. If one focuses on the Old Testament and interprets the rest of the Bible through that lens, the first view of God makes sense. God is presented in the Old Testament as being hard and often harsh. And when that view of God is dominant, the language of the book of Proverbs, this source of wisdom for living well in the world, has a clear and obvious meaning when it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When God is viewed and understood through that lens, we should be afraid of God. And when we're afraid of God, we'll have a right posture of utter brokenness before Him and seeking to conform to His bidding, lest He let His wrath out on us. And that is what a God who looks like that wants from us, for us to do His bidding. We should obey, and that will please this dominating God. In turn, we will receive favor from Him, and life will be better. All of this makes it truly clear that the fear of the Lord really is the beginning of wisdom, if we read through that lens. Many people who were raised in Christian contexts have been taught to view our connection with God through this lens of fear, being afraid. Perhaps it was in a religious school where obedience was the primary criteria for acceptability. Or perhaps it was from parents who, even tongue-in-cheek, warned us, God is watching you when you were about to go out with your friends. Maybe it was from someone who insisted on putting the fear of God into you. Or perhaps it was how you were taught to treat those who didn't conform to the moral standards of your church community. There are many ways in which fear of God can become the starting place for our connection with God. Fear, of course, being afraid of God. But the old grandmother in Wagamese's book suggests a different way to view God. She says, one who loves does not brandish fear or require it. This is a profound statement, but is it true about God? When Jesus shows up on the scene and in the world, He teaches and demonstrates that God's way is love. He gives us the new command to love one another. As the early followers allowed their entire view of God to be reframed through the person and life and sacrificial death and resurrection of Jesus, they concluded that not only is God's way love, but God is love. And the writer of 1 John, considering this truth that God is love, concludes, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. There is no fear in love, This seems to align with the wisdom of the old woman, but not with a reading of the wisdom of Proverbs that's rooted in much of the Old Testament picture of God. So what do we do with it? What is the role of fear in our connection with God? A key to understanding this is to approach the words of Proverbs with a view that starts with the idea that God looks like Jesus. If God looks like Jesus, if God is love and not angry and vengeful, what could the words, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom," mean? The Hebrew word for fear that's used here has a range of usage. It could describe anxiety, and it could mean horror. There really isn't an exact English word for it, so we use the word fear. It doesn't mean the kind of fear that makes someone run away and hide, something like cowering. Neither does it mean merely respect. Old Testament scholar Tremper Longman suggests that awe is perhaps the closest word, but concedes that it doesn't really get it right either. The idea here is to have a right sense of who God is in relation to us and to the world, and in light of that, to have a right sense of who we are in relation to God and the world. Longman points out, "The fear is not the fear that makes us run, but it is the fear that makes us pay attention and listen. Fear of the Lord makes us humble, a wisdom trait, rather than proud and wise in our own eyes." I love this way of understanding fear in this context because it's completely in line with the idea that God is love. Our loving God doesn't cause us to cower, waiting for wrath, doesn't leave us afraid. Rather, our loving God invites us in, like a child leaning in close to hear from a loving parent who always has their best interest at heart. And even, maybe especially, when things seem like they're going sideways or we've messed up, we can engage God with this kind of fear, one that heeds God's voice and presence, because God is God and we are not, and because God is love and longs for our best. When I think about this idea of fear, which aligns perfectly with an understanding that God is love, I find myself thinking again about the old woman's observation. One who loves does not brandish fear or require it. It seems this character has a rich sense of the character and way of Jesus in her understanding of the Creator. I don't know what variation of fearing God was ingrained in you in your early days. Was it one built around being afraid of God or the consequences that God would impose on you for not obeying? Was the fear of God in your life something like mere respect? You know, something that led you to take your hat off in church and not to use certain words, but it didn't really impact your life otherwise? Or were you invited into a fear of God that the teacher in Proverbs says is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge? A fear that recognizes the role of the Creator in the movement of life, that recognizes our role given by the Creator in helping this world to thrive, and seeks to listen well to God because God is love and because God is God and we are not. It seems to me that this third option, embodied in the words of a fictional old Ojibwe woman, is the way of Jesus that we are invited into as we live with the fear of the Lord. A couple of reminders as we wrap up today. There's a VBS meeting tonight, Tuesday, May 3rd at 6:30 p.m. at our church building and on Zoom. Check out our website for the Zoom link on the event page if you'd like to join the meeting electronically. Please be praying in advance for our senior high group as they're going on a retreat to Camp Kakwa from May 20th to 22nd. Pray that God will strengthen the leaders and be preparing the hearts of our kids for God to do a special work among them as they go. And finally, it is Mother's Day coming up this coming Sunday. We will be honoring the women in our lives and in our community. We'll be looking at the role of the women among Jesus' followers in those days immediately following his resurrection. And we will have a small gift for the women who are able to attend in person on Sunday. As you go today, may you go knowing that God is God, so you don't have to be. May you know that you don't have to have all the answers or be able to do it all. Through this sense of God's godness and your humanness, combined with the truth that God is love, may you be drawn into God, ready to listen and receive what you need for this day and the days to come. God bless. Go in peace.